Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight's episode will be featuring a handful of left-of-center artists who each helped establish the framework for several unique musical scenes that emerged in the 70s and 80s. The first half will be mostly English artists, and the second half will be mostly American. And as always, I'll jump in a couple times to let you know how it all connects. So, a lot of these scenes developed in reaction to what the mainstream music of the day was, be it arena rock, progressive rock, or disco. Sometimes the reaction would be to rebel against those styles, and sometimes the idea would be to find ways to incorporate those styles into less commercial points of view. And this first track is definitely an example of the latter. The song was written by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards for their massively successful band called Chic, but here it's performed by the eccentric solo artist and former lead singer of The Soft Machine named Robert Wyatt. So here he is with At Last I Am Free. Thank you.
Pronounce my name here. Everyone asks me, where's Peru? was moved by a screen dream. Celluloid pictures of living. Your death could not kill. I would love you. Take two people romantic. Smoky nightclub situation.
Brian Eno and David Byrne with America is Waiting. And I started the show off tonight with Robert Wyatt, the one-time member of The Soft Machine, with his cover of At Last I Am Free. a song written by Chic and included on their massive album called Say Chic. Robert Wyatt's version was released as a single in 1980. After that, you heard Robert Wyatt again singing in Spanish on the track Frontera by Phil Manzanera, off of Phil's 1975 debut solo album called Diamond Head. And Manzanera is best known as the guitarist in Roxy Music, and you heard them next with The Main Thing off of their final album, which was 1982's Avalon. Then it was back to Manzanera's solo album and the song Big Day. Most of the members of Roxy Music guest on that album, as does the bassist John Wetton of King Crimson, and former Roxy Music member Brian Eno is the one singing lead on Big Day. So then you heard an earlier Roxy Music track from when Eno was still in the band. It's from their 1972 debut self-titled album, and the song is called 2HB, which was written as a dedication to Humphrey Bogart. After that was the Brian Eno solo track called No One Receiving from his 1977 album Before and After Science. That track also features Phil Collins on drums. And then the first American artist of the night made an appearance with the track America is Waiting from the 1981 collaborative album by Brian Eno and David Byrne called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. And I'll pivot to some more American scenes with a bit of Brazilian and Italian music mixed in too, right after this short break.
I'm Kimberly Izar, host of Farming Country. This week, bluebirds and robins are a few of the birds emerging this spring. Maura Muller of the Sullivan County Audubon Society shares her favorite birding tips. And warmer days means maple sapping has kicked off at Brookside Farm in Delhi.
The old saying is make hay when the sun shines. Well, we gotta make syrup when the weather permits too.
That's this week on Farming Country, Saturday at 10 on Radio Catskill.
This week on Cat's Cast, a roundtable discussion with the creators of We Be Griots, a new series from the Margaret Wade Lewis Center focused on Black narratives from the Hudson Valley.
And that's a heavy burden to have to carry, but what you resist persists. And so it's like we're resisting having the conversation. If we resist learning about it, then we don't get past it. We just stay stuck.
Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Radio Catskill.
Last week on Wait, Wait, Paula Poundstone tried to bridge the cross-generational divide.
Well, even mentioning a phone book to a Gen Zer, you have to explain. It's a book that darks to everyone.
I'm Peter Sagal. If you know any young people, explain to them that a radio show is like a podcast that everybody listens to at the same time and you can't pause. And invite them to join us for this week's Wait, Wait, the news quiz from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. So I ended the first set with a collaborative track by Brian Eno and David Byrne, and the bassist on that track is a guy from Cleveland who was a member of the very hard-to-categorize band out of Ohio called Pere Ubu. So here they are with Cloud 149.
Here she comes, she's a It only has to happen once. chests, weapons replete. Fear would make the most sense. I explain ridiculously deep secrets of unfolding leisure. Despite any motive shy of fate, sleep and all Indian silences.
All right, that was Arto Lindsay with Ridiculously Deep. And I started the second half of the show tonight with a couple fairly experimental bands. First up was Peri Ubu with Cloud 149, which was released as a B-side to a single by them in 1976. Tim Wright was the bassist with Peri Ubu at the time, and you also heard him closing out the first set playing bass on that collaborative Brian Eno and David Byrne track. After leaving Peri Ubu and moving to New York, Tim Wright joined the band DNA, that at the time consisted of Arto Lindsay on guitar and vocals, and future MacArthur Fellowship winner Ikue Mori on drums. So you heard DNA next with the track Blonde Redhead from their 1981 EP called A Taste of DNA, and that is the song where the band Blonde Redhead got their name. DNA's music was part of a scene that became known as No Wave, and it's no coincidence that Tim Wright ended up on that track with Brian Eno and David Byrne. DNA was one of the featured bands on the now legendary compilation album called No New York, which was curated by Brian Eno. So, Arto Lindsay from DNA carried us through the rest of the set in various different ways. After DNA, you heard him playing guitar on the track Paletó by the Brazilian percussionist Naná Vasconcelos, and that's off of his 1987 album Bush Dance. And then you heard the Italian synth-pop duo called Chrisma with the track Eye to Eye off of their 1983 album Fido, and Arto Lindsay co-wrote that song as well as several more on that album. And after Chrisma, you heard Ambitious Lovers, which was a duo project led by Arto Lindsay and Peter Scherer. And you heard the track It Only Has to Happen Once from their 1988 album Greed. And then Arto Lindsay closed out the set with his solo track Ridiculously Deep off of his 1998 album Noon Chill. And the bassist on that track, who is also one of Arto Lindsay's longtime collaborators, is named Melvin Gibbs. And he played with a lot of the most well-known artists of New York's experimental scene of the 80s and 90s. People like Sonny Chirac, Bill Frisell, Ronald Shannon Jackson, and John Zorn. He was also a member of the Rollins Band for a time. Anyway, he started an instrumental trio in the late 90s called Harriet Tubman. And I'm going to close out the show tonight with a track by them. This one is called 5 Points, and it's off of their 2018 album called The Terror End of Beauty. All right, thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Caregiving for a loved one can be stressful. The Caregiver Resource Center is here to help, offering information and referrals, support groups, and workshops. A co-partnership between Cornell Cooperative Extension and the Office for the Aging of Sullivan County, the center also offers exercise and educational programs for seniors. Information at sullivancce.org/events. Supported by a grant from the New York State Department of Health and the Alzheimer's Association.
On this week's On the Media, the New York Times sued the Pentagon to get its reporters back in the building and won. The Pentagon said, not so fast.
A spokesman said yesterday an area of the building known as Correspondence Corridor, which reporters have used for decades to cover the DOD, will close immediately.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC. Saturday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, Michael Pollan. He's the author of best-selling books on everything from the consequences of what we eat to the history and current popularity of psychedelics. In his newest book, Pollan investigates what might be his biggest subject yet, consciousness. It's called The World Appears. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures, here on this public radio station.
Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.